Onondaga County lawmakers approved a non-binding resolution Tuesday telling the state to make immediate changes to the criminal justice reforms that took effect January 1st. They include returning discretion to judges to impose bail for certain crimes and for the state to fund the additional cost of implementing mandates under the reforms. But the 10-6 party line vote didn't come without significant pushback from those who feel the reforms were long overdue, including defense attorney Ben Kaufman.
Hold off. I believe at this time it's premature to make any kind of a judgment. These reforms are barely a month old. I don't think there's any rational basis upon which a determination can be made at this time as to whether these reforms are working or not.
At CCA, we witness the harm that occurs when someone is detained pre-trial. It often means the loss of a job, falling further behind in bills, rent, eviction. Our prior bail laws violated our constitutional right to the presumption of innocence, treating those who could not afford bail as guilty until proven otherwise, disproportionately impacting communities of color, black and brown communities.
Last year, if you had the money to get out of jail, you could get out of jail. Citizens of Onondaga County, specifically in my district, have been across the street, locked up, because they didn't have the money to get out of jail.
The one thing that I didn't hear from any speaker up here is how this impacts victims of crime. And let me tell you something, victims of crimes are in those same neighborhoods. When you say that bail in the criminal justice system is tearing communities apart, how about gang violence? How about narcotics trafficking?
This is not a repeal. We are not asking that the state repeal this program. What we're asking for is what we think are some common sense modifications to it. Believe me, nobody wants to see that jail full over there. And in fact, I can't wait till hopefully we can start closing floors over there so that we can really start saving money and doing good for the community with that money.
That's Legislature Chairman David Knapp. We also heard from Onondaga County First Assistant DA Rick Trunfio, County Legislator Chris Ryan, and Kelly Gonzalez with the Center for Community Alternatives. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.